Okay.
Lay it on me, baby.
Are you from San Francisco?
I'm not from San Francisco. I'm actually from New York. But I lived in Northport. You know, Jack Kerouac lived in Northport for 6 years.
Pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. That's something.
And yourself? You are?
Yes, I am. I'm from here.
Awesome. How long have you lived in San Francisco?
I've lived in San Francisco for 5 years.
All right, well, how do you think these neighborhoods looked 50 or 60 years ago?
50 years ago, it was all Italian fishermen. I work on the boats, and now it's, well, it's not fishermen anymore, but 50 years ago, it was fishermen.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm like...
50 years ago, I remember like it was yesterday. What are you kidding me? Come on. No, I moved here 5 years ago, but I could tell you from books I've read and pictures I've seen that this ain't what it used to be. You know what I'm talking about? This ain't what it used to be. I'll tell you what it used to be. Oh, look at this freaking guy. Oh, my God, look at this freaking guy. Okay, never mind. What I was saying is that it ain't what it used to be.
With the old folks that still live in the neighborhood, the old, you know, people who used to be, you know, the fishermen. I volunteer with the Tell High, Telegraph Hill.
Mm-hmm. We were there today.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, we serve them lunch every day, you know, the old folks. Kids, we read to the kids. But, yeah, the neighborhood's changed a lot. I've only been here 5 years myself, but I'm a sailor. I'm taking, you know, I'm working the old, working the boats, just like the old, you know, the old guys did.
Yeah, Kerouac was a merchant marine. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think the evolution of the city has affected the way people see it today?
Evolution of the city.
The evolution of the city,
it is not that anymore, no.
Yeah, it's definitely not what it used to be or what I've been told it's, you know, it once was. I mean, there still are a few bars that are open at 6 in the morning, like this one you're standing right in front of right now, Vesuvio, and that are open 20 hours a day. And, you know, I mean, there was a reason for that, that they were open at 6 in the morning because there were a lot of fishermen that came in the middle of the night or late at night and they had to come somewhere. And have a drink. There were a lot of people that, and actually there was a place down in Soma, it closed down about a year ago. It was an actual sailor's bar down on Fremont. No, not Fremont. Anyway, you can edit that out. But what I'm saying is there were a lot of bars that catered to fishermen. And
like the Eagle, the old Eagle.
Where was that?
That was right down there on the wharf. They actually picked it up by crane, moved it up onto Pier 39. But the Eagle was one of the oldest sailors' bars back in the day. That's where all, you know, you show up there at 5 a.m. and have, you know, eggs and...
beer.
Yeah, beer. All right.
Beer.
Or whiskey. Excuse me, sir. She's doing a...
good for her.
But, you know, the point of all this is that there were a lot of bars that catered to, you know, a lot of the fishermen and, merchant marines, and they came in and they needed needed a home away from home. So these people, these proprietors of these establishments, they provided food, not only that, but, you know, comfort and places to stay for these. Yeah, sure, of course. So it was more than just bars that they operated. It was kind of like surrogate mothers, and that was really a lot of the places that used to be around in this city, which have now closed down. That was their, you know, overall purpose was to provide, you know, not just a place to drink, but
kind of a respite.
Place to eat. Yeah, exactly, a respite. Not only that, but, you know, really home base.
Right.
Yeah.
And what makes you passionate?
I'm passionate about my job. I work on the bay. I can't believe they pay me to sail around the bay every day. I get to meet people from all over the world. You know, I get to see the city in all kinds of light, you know, morning, evening. It's beautiful. I sail the bay. I just.
You're You're really lucky.
I consider my I consider
that's awesome.
I am a lucky person.
Cool.
Yeah, I work in an office, 25th floor, overlooking the bay, and I think of him very fondly. I fondle myself while thinking of him fondly, and I look at the waves and I get very emotional.
Do you cry?
I do. I cry. I cry often.
Cry now.
I cry. Jesus Christ, no! No, I do cry when I think about him freezing his testicles off and I'm in a nice warm office thinking.
Good.
Yes.
And your names, gentlemen?
Bob Fraser.
Awesome.
Mike Manson.
Okay.
What?
Cool. And where are we?
Vesuvio.
Right outside of Vesuvio.
This is the place.